Connor has been really confident in himself always, but to see him come in tonight after allowing 6 goals, what does that do for your team?
I mean, he's been amazing for us all year, and any time that he has a, you know, lets in more than 1 or 2 goals, he wants to come back and really shut it down. And I thought in Game 3 we really didn't help him out at all on any of those goals. I mean, he's such a competitor that he would want to stop every shot that ever goes in on him. But the way he rebounded tonight, he was outstanding, had some huge saves, and you know, that's the guy that's been there all year for us.
Josh, how about the pucks you guys were able to knock down, both forwards and D, and really not give them a lot of opportunities around Helly?
Yeah, it was a hard game tonight. I mean, we battled really hard. I thought our speed and pace was up a lot more tonight than it was in Game 3. We were really off it speed-wise, so it was a good response by our team. I mean, they played well, too. They threw a lot at the net, and like I said, Helly made some huge saves, so it's a huge win for us.
Could you tell us what you saw from your perspective on the hit on Eric Staal?
Yeah, I mean, complete accident, trying to box out in front of that on the PK, and he's a big guy, and my stick ended up getting up a little bit on him, and would never try to do that to anybody. That's not a dirty player, I don't believe. And like I said, it was a complete accident, and that's all I guess I could say is it was an accident.
Can you see how people might think it looked intentional?
I watched the video afterwards, and we're battling in front of the net on the penalty kill, and I'm actually looking at the puck on the wall. Trying to box him out, and like I said, he's a big guy, and got my stick up too high on him, and it was a complete accident. Would never try to do that, and was glad he was able to come back and play the rest of the game.
The way it looks, do you expect to maybe hear from the league about it, or
that's really out of my control. Like I said, it is what it is. Complete accident on my part. Hope he's okay. He was able to play the rest of the game, which I was happy to see. And like I said, I would never try to do that to anyone. I try to pride myself on playing the game really hard and competing, and it's the playoffs. Everyone's really aggressive, and like I said, it was a complete accident. My stick got up a little bit, and so that's all I can really say at this time.
Josh, what's the feel like going home now? You guys have a couple of days to think about this, but you have a chance to close this team out on Friday night.
Well, I mean, it was a huge win for us here, rebound after not a great performance. So the series, is, everyone always says the cliche, the last one's the hardest to get, and it is. So we need to, we have a couple of days here to get healthy and get a little rest and go back home. But, they're going to be fighting for their lives to stay alive, and that's the hardest to win. So we have to do a lot of things we did here tonight, look at some things we can improve, and just keep going.